You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Father, once again, I want to thank you for this privilege to stand and preach the Bible. And I pray that it fall on ears that are open. In Jesus' name, amen. I think I'll hold my sermon title for a few moments for you. I don't want to confuse you. But I do want you to know that Asa was a great man. Asa was a great man. I want you to go back, if you will, with me, if you will, to chapter 14. Chapter 14. He had nothing but bad examples in his life. Fathers that were not following God, grandfathers that were not following God. And in chapter 14, verse 2, let's read verse 2. Ready, begin. And Asa did that which was good and right. Asa said, my granddaddy, my daddy, all my relatives, they've chosen to do wrong. I'm going to do right. And you know, the choice is up to you, kids. And you kids down here, the choice is yours. You can't blame your dad. My dad's in prison. My dad's in jail. By the way, Brother Jerry texted me today from a prison, and he was preaching there today, had a revival. I want to say, how many were saved? Seven were saved today. They packed it out and had extra. They couldn't get them in. And they had seven saved in prison today, weeping before God and wanted to get saved. You know, I don't know if your dad's in jail. I don't know if your dad's in your life. I don't know if your mom's in your life. I don't know who's, but you're going to have to decide, I am going to do right. I'm going to be doing good all my life. I see a widow lady. I see an elder lady carrying groceries, and I'm going to stop and help them get them into the house. I'm going to care for people. And the Bible says of Asa, he was a good man. Look at verse number 3. He took away the altars of the strange gods. And the high places he break down, the images cut down the groves. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord. I want my country to seek God. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Look at verse number 4. He took away all the cities of Judah, the high places, the images, the kingdom that was quiet before him. He built fenced cities in Judah. And the land had rest. He had no war in those years because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore, he said unto Judah, let us build these cities. So they built and prospered. And they were mighty men of valor. What a great testimony of this great man of God. Here is Asa. No reason to do good. No reason to do right. But he said, I'm going to do right. Amen. It's on your plate. It's not mine. I have a race I preached this morning. You have a race to run. You're not going to stand before God for my race. I'm not going to stand for your race. But I will say this, that you are responsible to run your race. You're responsible from start to finish, the finish line. You don't get your kids through the Christian school and then drop out of church. Let's let that soak in a minute. You don't get them through Christian school and drop out of church. You don't get your kids married off and then you drop out of church. Faithful unto death. Amen. And I'll give you the crown of life, Revelation 2:10. Faithful to the end. Yes. We've got so many people in our church that are elderly now. And I thank God. We got a lot of you young kids here, young people. Thank God for you. But you have some amazing, stellar examples in people. Everyone has had heartache. There's not a one of them that's not had heartache and sorrow and disappointment. I remember Colonel Harder when years ago on a Friday night, you had that massive heart attack. And I tell you what, it looked like we're going to lose you. And then I remember 7, 8 years ago when your son came to church on Thanksgiving and he passed away right back here. Just suddenly, just passed away. Renee, your brother. But you know what? Though there's wounds, and those are some sorrows I could talk about, there's wounds and there's sorrows in their life. They just keep coming. And they're just faithful to God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And all these folks, the Van Dykes over here, they've been married all these years. You just be faithful to God. Amen. Is it going to be 70 years pretty soon? You're married 70 years. That's amazing.
Amen.
And yet they're here. The doors are open. They're here. They're good and they're righteous and they've chosen. I am going to run my race and I'm going to do a good job for the glory of God. Brother Lawman and his wife, they spent nearly 25 years in China as missionaries, and then they got kicked out. Communists kicked them out. And I tell you, his life has been upended for years now, but he just keeps serving God. He finds something new. I get your missionary letters, and I find you in this church, this thing. It's amazing all that you're doing for the cause of Christ. And he's not in it. It's not in the goal where he had been in China serving God. But he's serving God.
Amen.
The doors are open. He's here.
Amen.
Sunday school's open. He's teaching Chinese Sunday school.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, friends, you can be faithful unto death. And here was Asa. And Asa had a great start in life. What a great start. Go back there to chapter 14. Look at verse 11. And Asa cried to the Lord. His God said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. Whether with many or with have no power, help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. The Ethiopians were coming against him. He said, God, help me. I can't do it. But God, you can. God, you can do this. What a great start. I want you to continue to follow with me. What a continued start in chapter 15. Look at verse number 1. And the Spirit of God came unto Azariah, the son of Obed. And he went out to meet Asa. He said to him, Hear me, Asa, all the children of Benjamin, and the Lord is with you while you be with, he be found of you. But if you forsake him, he'll forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel has been without a true God, without a teaching priest, and without a law. But they in their trouble had turned to the Lord and sought him. He was found. In those times, there was no peace to him, but they went out. Great vexation. Nation was destroyed of nation, a city of city. Be strong, therefore. Let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words of the prophets, he opened the prophet. He, say those three words, he took courage. You know what I find with Asa? He did right. He did right. As he began his ministry, he did right, he did right, he did right. As he continued his ministry, middle age now, he did right, he did good. Look with me in our Bible tonight, please, to chapter 16. Chapter 16, verse 7. He's an old man now. He's going to die in a few verses. At that time, Hananiah the seer came to Asa, the king of Judah, and said, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of thy king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lumites and huge hosts, very many chariots and horsemen, yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them in thy hand. Here is Asa. And he turned his eyes off Jesus in the end. Please hear me. I won't be long tonight. You run your journey and you run your race. I'm going to just tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about it. Most of you don't, you've not experienced this. You will. You're going to experience after your kids graduate, perhaps, and the sorrows begin to come. And the disappointments begin to come, and the health issues become, and the finances begin to come on you. You're going to find out what it's like. Brother and Sister Miller back there, they come a long distance to church, over an hour away.
Yes, sir.
But it's been a battle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Physically, in the hospital again this week, just constant. You know, Brother Martinez gives me a sheet of all the sick people in our church that are shut in and they're watching right now tonight. And that long list of all those that are shut in, they have such an overwhelming desire to be in the house of God tonight.
Amen.
They want to be here. I talked to Floyd and Shirley Worley yesterday. They're living up in Sacramento. She got out of the hospital with his broken fibula. He's battling cancer and breathing, and he's soon going to be 90. He just turned 90, and they're just battling life. Oh, there was a day he was a deacon in a church in our area, a good man. And brother Floyd says, Pastor, I love you. And he does love me, and he wants to be here. I left a word with brother Wayne Carroll, and he had a fall last week, and Debbie had a fall, and she got all stitched up, and she went back to the hospital. I don't know if she's there. She's still there. And in the hospital, oh, they sit right there every service. They come. They drive, pull up to that handicap stall, get out of their car, and they come to the house of God. They're coming with canes. They're walking slow. I think of Brother Art Flores. He's only been here a couple times in the last year. He's in and out of the hospital constantly. His precious wife, she's here tonight. Amen. I think of all these people. I think of Sister Caesar. She's young still, and she had a stroke, and she's lost her eyesight. What a happy, joyous lady. But she got home, and she still can't see now. But she still has such a joyful spirit about her. And then the doctor said, Myrna, I don't know how to tell you this. I know you've lost your eyesight. You're young. But now you're loaded with cancer. And that lady is such a joy. Brother Bill Manley's here tonight, and all of a sudden he's had the heart problem, and they served God for 40-some years and 45 years in the children's bus church, preaching every Sunday, and now preaches with Brother Meddy, and doing such a good job. And then a few weeks ago, about a month ago or so, he started seeing double. He's got a patch on his eye. But Bill Manley doesn't want to stay home and watch church. He wants to get here. I think of Linda Pence. She always has been in the choir and sings here. She can't come. Dennis needs 24-hour day attention now. And he's on insulin. He's on all these shots. And he's dying. He is literally dying. He got saved here. He was an electrician on this building, doing all the electrical work with the company. And thank God, 20 years ago, he got saved here at this church. And Dennis is such a good man, but he's passing away. And she has to be with him 24 hours a day. What a hard load that lady carries. And I think of all these that are getting aged in life. Hey, I want to tell you something. You never die out easy, but you can die out faithful. And Asa made a conscious decision. He said, I am not going to trust God. I'm going to rely on myself. What a sad commentary of a great man of God. I don't want to get up to plate, my last bat. I'm at the last of my life, and I don't want to get up to the plate and hit it, and it's in the park, but I'm going for a home run and slide out at home and get called out because I did it wrong. I don't want to do anything wrong. I want to live, be like Jesus is my song. In the home and in the throng, be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. Young people, you're going to have to decide, are you going to do good and justice and right? You're going to have to decide that. It's going to be tough. Kids at school will make fun of you. It's going to be hard for you. Maybe family members will make fun of you. Well, the preacher is here now. They make fun of you. But you live for God a lifetime. Amen. A young man rode our buses 40 years ago today. Amen. The day was called Whole Heart Sunday. Now we call it I Love My Church. He rode a bus with his 4-year-old sister. She sits over here tonight. Expecting baby number 6, I think. Is that right? 40 years ago today, he came. He texted me this afternoon and said, Pastor, my life was changed. For the last 25 years, he's been a preacher of the gospel in Illinois. He rode the bus just like you. His dad died before he was born. He had sorrow after sorrow, and saw drug addicts and saw needles and men passed out on the couches. But he said, I make a covenant with God. I never knew he did this. I'm never going to kiss a girl. It's the girl I'm going to marry, and it's going to be on the day we get married, my first kiss. I never told him that. But that's what his rule was. And he's had now 6 children, I think 5 kids, 5, 6 kids, 10, 25, 145, I don't know how many kids.
Amen.
You know, the Schmidts, they came 40 years ago tomorrow. And I'll never forget them getting saved. They've been such good, faithful members. Amen. Hey, young people, you're going to have to decide. You're going to have to decide if this Christianity is real. If God is real, you're going to have to decide that. You're going to have to decide if old time religion is what you want in your life.
Amen.
If you want a choir, if you want Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Our Father, tonight, I probably should preach longer, but I've preached enough. Here's a good man, did things right, beginning of his life, the middle of his life, but at the end, he messed up. He relied on his flesh. Help us to rely upon you. And when things get tough, may we just keep on going.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.